Good morning. You're listening to the morning interview on KCAW Raven Radio in Sitka. We are talking to Amy Butcher and Paul Cox this morning of the Sitka Fine Arts Camp. They're here to talk about the upcoming final performances at the end of this week. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much for joining me this morning. And so this week was the high school camp, or was it the last 2 weeks, actually?
The last 2 weeks,
yeah,
yes.
The last 2 weeks. Exactly. And final showcases this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Can you tell me what are you the most excited about coming up?
Well, I mean, for me, I think I'm most excited about the contemporary dance course. They have been planning for the last 2 weeks a performance based around the idea of rebel women. And this kind of originated from a kid's book that the instructor brought in which famous women from history are highlighted. And the students then created their own kind of story about their own world and recorded voiceover that is going to play while they're dancing. So I'm really excited about that. We also have jazz dance at the high school level. We've brought that back, and that'll be really fun, as well as ballet and play production, the Great American Play, with actually a theater instructor who has done work at the Globe Theater. So that's all very exciting for me.
Yeah, I'm excited about the Great American Play too, because they're doing Thornton Wilder's Skin of Our Teeth, not a piece we get to hear very often. Mm-hmm. So that should be really fun. And then I'm psyched about the Blast Masterclass, which combines, you know, brass and percussion to create a mighty noise. And then we're doing Carmina Burana this year. And then, of course, the concert band, the orchestra, doing a lot of great repertoire.
And how does that break down in terms of the Thursday, Friday? And what are we going to hear on Thursday night versus Friday night and Saturday night?
So Thursday, the jazz band's going to play, and then sketch comedy, where students get up and do their original work. Mm-hmm. And then acting, too, will do some scenes. And then they'll be doing improv, which is a favorite at this camp, because it's been going on, I can say personally, since the 1980s. When the camp was going strong. So improv is sort of, you know, staple of the camp. So
it's incredibly fun. And I think it's also some really fun. It shares some fun insight into the mind of high school students and what they find is funny, which is also always lovely.
Sounds a little dangerous, but I'm sure hilarious. And you were telling me about some of the classes you offer this year. It's quite the spectrum, from partner acrobatics and jazz dance to stage makeup. Can you tell me about some of the interesting, you know, curriculum the students are able to?
Well, Amy and I were just talking about stage makeup, because our classes are starting to have students come in and I don't know
burn
about
burn wounds. They just walk in the door and they've got gashes across their face and bruises.
And we go, what happened to you? Did you get in a fight? Did you run
and
into a tree?
And they say, you should see the other guy. So that's really fun. We actually have more faculty this year than we've ever had, and more class offerings than we've ever had, which is really lovely. The stage makeup is absolutely one of my favorite sort of new courses, but we also have all the old favorites. I'm teaching three writing courses, including one on live storytelling a la the Moth podcast. And our students are recording their live stories today and tomorrow to be performed on the radio. And that's really fun and exciting.
That's awesome. And then stage combat's always a favorite of mine. I don't teach it, but I love to watch it. So.
And you said those live recordings that will happen tomorrow morning from 9 to 11, right?
That's right. That's exactly right. Yes.
And you teach writing with...
Brendan Jones, who's a local Sitkin writer, fantastic writer, and fisherman, and local. So that's really lovely. We have students sharing stories of humiliation, of shame, of early romance, of bad romance. It's really going to be, I think, a lot of fun. And the kids are really excited, nervous, but mostly excited.
And I remember this time last year, I was the intern and was living on the Fine Arts campus, and noticed the students with their noses buried in their phones a lot of the time around this time last year. And it was because of Pokemon Go.
They were catching Jigglypuff in the middle of poetry class. And I had to, I mean, the students are wonderful and very respectful, but there was sort of this frenzy to catch them all. Yes.
And you wrote a piece for the New York Times.
I did. That. I left the Sitka Fine Arts Camp, and a few days later, I had a piece come out in the New York Times, an op-ed about sort of the experience of being a faculty member and a little frustrated with all of this phone frenzy. But then the second I got back to Ohio, where I live and work, I was playing every night. So it was a moment of taking the step back and realizing that actually this is a really fun sort of endeavor to see the community.
So I'm sure they're a little more focused up this year. Not too many digital distractions.
They are. They don't want to be. written about.
What do you know? And I guess you've probably been able to preview some of the performances outside your area. You said there was a talent show earlier this week. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, we had a talent show on Tuesday evening, and that's always, I think, the highlight for us as faculty is to see the students jump on stage for the very first time and often independently. We had some terrific acts. We had wonderful a wonderful rock band. We had this beautiful duet, guitar and singing.
Folk singing was incredible. Mm-hmm.
It was
great, close
absolutely
harmony.
Yeah. Amazing. We had some theater performed. We had spoken word, which was really fantastic. Yeah, really wonderful kind of exhibit of student talent.
And then, so we have the Thursday performance at Odess and then the Friday performance at the Performing Arts Center. Then on Saturday from 1 to 4, the campus is kind of open to the public and you can just sort of meander through and see a variety of visual arts, correct?
Yeah, so people can go to the Yaw Arts Center and they can take in some animation, some documentary video. They can see paintings and drawings. And
photography, ceramics.
And then they can go to other parts of the campus and see small performances, chamber music. They can hear music compositions created in the electronic music composition class and my composition class. So there's small performances. Mm-hmm. And of course, yeah, mm-hmm. chamber music everywhere.
Yeah.
And jazz
and readings.
Too.
I mean, it won't be a surprise to see students just in front of microphones all over campus sharing some of their original writing as well, which is really exciting.
And then the final performance on Saturday night at the Performing Arts Center, mm-hmm. Followed by the rock band concert that's just for the students at 10 p.m.
That is.
And you get to see them on microphones then as well, right?
Yeah, that's always really fun. I mean, they pick such an eclectic mix of songs, and it's part, you know, rock band concert, part dance. It's the last hurrah for all the students before they catch, you know, the 7 a.m. flight home to wherever. But yeah, that's always really fun, and It's great to see the students kind of come so alive on stage.
Yeah. And it's great to see them supporting each other while they're doing their final performances. The students always give great rousing applause to their fellow students. So it's exciting.
So you've been here for 2 weeks with the high schoolers. And then what's next for you? When do you leave Sitka? Do you get to hang around for a little while? Or
unfortunately, I have to leave. Normally, I kind of use my time here in Sitka to buoy off to other parts of Alaska and mm-hmm. explore. But this summer, unfortunately, I'm headed home. My brother is getting married, actually. So
congratulations.
Going home early.
And I'm heading back to Cleveland.
Both to Ohio, right?
Yeah, both to Ohio.
Indeed. Separate parts of it, but not far.
Anything else you'd like to mention about the, you know, final performances? Anything Sitkins should be aware of?
Well, for me, what's exciting is that a lot of students are sharing original work, mm-hmm. and that doesn't happen at a lot of camps, right? Where students are creating or doing works written or created by other people. You know, they're actually creating their own music, mm-hmm. their own poetry, their own writing. And they're sharing it, so it's very vulnerable for them. And they really do get kind of excited and nervous at the same time.
Right.
But when they're finished, you could just see they're glowing.
Yeah.
And
uh-huh.
they take that into their career and their life and back to school. So it's exciting.
Yeah. I was going to say, too, the rigorous schedule that we have here, you know, the students are in classes all day long from 8 to 4:10 and then evening events. So it's not uncommon for a student to go from ballet to black and white photography to a writing course to stage combat or stage makeup. So that's really neat, too, is to see these students really try and take a risk and step out of their comfort zone to pursue art and self-expression.
Well, thank you so much for joining me this morning and talking to us about the upcoming events at the Fine Arts Camp. I've been speaking with Amy Butcher and Paul Cox, faculty at the Fine Arts Camp. This weekend will be the final performances for the high school camp on Thursday evening at 7 p.m. at Odess Theater, Friday at 7 p.m. at the Sitka Performing Arts Center, on Saturday from 1 to 4 all across the Sitka Fine Arts campus, and then Saturday evening at 7 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center, you can see those final performances from the students. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.